This is Dakota Datebook for January 14th. The Gardner Hotel in Fargo held its grand opening on this date in 1909. It's on the southwest corner of Robert Street and First Avenue North in Fargo. The five-story brick building cost about $250,000 to build and was named for Frank C. Gardner, who led a group of Fargo investors. In 1912, the Gardner offered 150 rooms. 70 rooms had running water, and they cost $1.50 to $2 a night. 8 rooms even had a bath, and they went for $2 to $4. The Gardner became one of downtown Fargo's premier hotels, and its location was enviable, across the street from the post office and the federal building. Today, the Quentin N. Burdick U.S. Courthouse stands across from the old Gardner building, while the post office and federal building are a block to the north. The Gardner saw changes and new owners through the years. Major renovations took place in 1941. In 1985, the Gardner was converted to 129 apartments, which still rent today, advertising the building's historical elegance and opportune location. Adding to the building's storied past were some of the famous guests, including Presidents Franklin D. Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, and Richard Nixon. Then there was Al Jolson, Charlie Chaplin, Will Rogers, and North Dakota's famous band leader, Lawrence Welk. Other residents of the Gardner were boxer Jack Dempsey and aviators Charles Lindbergh and North Dakotan Carl Ben Eielson. And among the many more was the singer known as the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.